Father, it's Devon County Finance December meeting in order. Approval of the minutes, November 9th.
So moved.
Second.
Any additions or corrections? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Tim?
Good morning.
Morning.
Need to do a contingency transfer from contingency to the coroner's budget in the amount of $25,000, $11,300 for salaries, $13,700 for medical examiners line item.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other news you got for us, Tim?
That's it for today.
Okay.
Let's hope so.
Yes, folks. Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine, thanks.
That's good. I'm looking for authorization to receive a grant from Walmart in the amount of $2,500 for Toys for Tots and Shop with a Cop. So and the code drive.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Was your drive on Saturday a success?
Yes, it was. And despite thank you very much. Weather. Oh, we had a tent set up. We had to take it down about 5 minutes. But yeah, we got between Hornell and Irwin, we estimate around 1,500 toys. And about 80 coats. So we'll continue working that. But I like that Toys for Tots because all the toys stay in Steuben County and they all go to Steuben County residents. So
looked like the van was full on Saturday afternoon.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was. It was a remarkable event. And we serviced, I think, 30 families with Shop with a Cop, all told between the two places too. So
great.
That was very, very nice. So yes, thank you. And thank you to Mr. Van Etten for his donation. He was there, donated some coats. It was very nice. So thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thanks, Jim. Matt.
All right. So the first item I have is the ARPA funding request. This is for comprehensive plan in the amount of $100,000. This was discussed, I think a lot of you here were present for the AIP committee 2 weeks ago.
Move.
Second.
That's what I like to hear.
Discussion. No discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Benefiting from that executive session. All right. Second one I have is it's CARES Act funding for transportation services. This is not new money. This is just money that was not set up actually in the 2021 fiscal year. I just need to process some invoices from our operations, our transit operators for CARES Act funding. So I have a table. I don't know if you guys saw it. I got it to Amanda pretty late, but it would be $142,900 thereabouts allocated to First Transit and to Steuben area rides, $67,500. This is to cover operating deficits due to the COVID pandemic. Oh, again, move. Entirely reimbursable through DOT.
What about there on that grid? There's a list of 2020 expenditures. Is that just for reference?
Yes, that's just for reference. That's to, that was the total grant balance that we received in 2020 was that $563,000. We have a balance of $210,000 broken out in the 2021 fiscal year. Most if not all of this, I imagine should be spent in fiscal year 21. There might be a small carryover for First Transit into 2022, but I don't know. I won't know until they close out their year, their books for the year too.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Vicki, Kelly, you're up.
Hello.
Okay, so again, we need permission to assign our contract for voter registration system from NextVote to Hart. We also need permission to sign the contract for 5 years and for the commissioners of the Board of Elections to be the county project manager for the contract with NextVote. And then we need approval to change the payment schedule for the NTS contract, instead of it being yearly, to quarterly payments, and to also add a cancellation for convenience to the NTS contract, and approval to sign the NTS contract for a year.
So moved.
Found one. Yeah, found one.
Second.
Any discussion on any of them? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, should we point out and recognize Kelly, since this is we here last finance meeting? She's announced her retirement effective December 31st with 21 years of service. And since I'm so well known for my accolades of the Board of Elections, I wanted to bring that up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Highway. Morning, Todd.
Morning. Here to request changes to the major equipment. Was the addition of the stump grinder, the mower, and the hydraulic kit for the parks, the addition of the 10-ton jacks, and the removal of the plate tamps and the jack tamps.
Motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Second is the budget transfer. $40,000 from the surface treat to the highway shop renovations for repairs to the roofs, doors, electrical systems, the shops.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
And if you have questions for the landfill, I'm going to turn this over to Steve so that he can answer questions directly.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
The first request we have is to move $150,805.82 from our major equipment and minor equipment accounts and computer equipment accounts to fund our post-closure account for the landfill based on our estimates that we're showing. We're a little bit, might be a little bit underfunded going into it based on our quantities for the year. So we're done with purchasing all our equipment for the year. So this is excess that we're moving into the post-closure account.
So move.
Now, what are you basing this on, Steve?
Based on our actual tonnages for the year. So we're up a little bit from what we were last year. So what we've budgeted or planned for, we're projecting that we might be a little light on what we actually allocated in our budget.
Yeah, okay. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
The second transfer, again, is from computer equipment and machinery major and minor equipment accounts. We're moving the balance of that money, $82,359.02, into our contractual parts and repair budget to handle the expenditures for the rest of the year for all our equipment repairs. They've been running. We've seen an increase in parts and cost for parts all year long, so we need to replenish our account to get us to the end of the year.
Second.
Are you able to get parts these days?
Most of the time. Yeah. Those we can't, we'll make.
Yeah. There you go. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Morning, Tammy.
It's on? It's on. Now it's on. Were there any questions on the purchase orders or the transfers for the month of November?
No, I did not.
Budget transfers, the first page, first three items sitting out there is off by 10,000. And then I look on the back page and there's another adjustment for Meals on Wheels of 10,000. Is that the differential?
Probably. When there, where is it on the back of the second page or on the
right? Oh, the back page, eight of eight.
Yeah, so probably it was entered incorrectly. And when I reviewed it, I discovered the problem and had them put it in just at the end of the month, which looks like what's happened because it's on 12-1. So it was entered on December 1st for November. So yeah, I'm sure the adjustments don't, the system won't catch it if they get entered out of balance. The transfers they do, but the adjustments they don't. So sometimes that does get not correctly entered. Looks like she had real trouble with it because there was issues down below too. So, yes.
So there were a lot of transfers for the jail sitting out there over time. Also for food costs, and I think the overtime is probably based on the situation that we don't have full-time correctional officers there, and we're using the ones that are there for the additional overtime to cover the shifts. And the food costs, I guess I always had a problem with, simply because we got less people and yet the costs keep going up, so. It's just a point.
I know that was being studied. I'm not sure where that stands.
It's too bad the sheriff left. I was going to ask, with the closure of the New York State prisons, namely Southport in our area, I wondered whether we would see any influx of state workers that wanted to stay on the state pension by going to work at a county.
There you go.
We're not going to be able to pay them like they were getting paid, but...
They might want to stay in the area.
Chris, you got something? Did you have anything to add?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else for 10 on that? All right.
Okay. And then I have two adjustments for capital projects that would come as a resolution. And I sent those out with the agenda. The first is to... Well, which one is first on the agenda? Court renovations, thank you. Was to appropriate the revenue that we've received so far from the court's system related to the renovations across the street. And the total that we've received so far is $270,121. We're getting at the point where we may need to be accessing some of that. We're kind of running out in the amount of the money that we originally appropriated. So thought we might as well get this appropriated so that Amanda can keep paying bills.
So move.
Second.
Discussion.
Yvonne.
I'm favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Carries.
And the second one relates to the approval last month by the building office group or the reopening group with the ARPA funds approving the architectural and engineering services as well as construction services. We don't have any money set up yet in the capital project. So asking that we establish a capital project for the renovations at the civil defense and public works buildings and that we appropriate, we decided we just start with 250,000. We don't really, yep. That was just a off the cuff number, nice round number to appropriate. So the 188 was the proposal from the construction management. And then I just threw the balance in the engineering services.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And we do not have need for an executive session, so no requests came in this month.
All right, we have an executive session for
something else.
Property. Anything else?
Can I ask, is there any updated information on when and if we can actually have a tax sale next year?
There is not. We're prohibited until at least January, and every guess would be that it would be further on.
Yeah, the moratorium doesn't, when they renewed it
in September. It's through January 15th-ish, and then it'll be re-examined.
So. But there's been no indication either way on...
Silence. Yeah. So we'll know more next month at these meetings what we're looking at, but I don't expect anything, in all honesty, to be opened up in January since we're under still this at the time of that.
Yeah. Okay.
How are other counties doing sales? There are other counties that are doing property sales.
Some of them already owned the property. They didn't have to file stuff in court. We don't own these properties yet, so that's part of it. Some of them don't follow Article 11 of real property tax law. They file different, they have their own local law. So there's a combination of factors that allow people to have preceded it.
Some have actually even done the conferences.
Yeah, that's the other thing. We could have done a conference on every single one, but we had decided and talked to you a while ago. We just don't have the resources. Tammy and I would have sat in court for weeks doing conferences.
I get asked that question a lot. I have an auctioneer client who asks me frequently why we haven't bothered to do one, and I'm just get tired of the question, actually.
Yeah, it's a whole myriad of situations that differ from ours.
Okay, thank you.
You cook dinner for that auctioneering client?
No, that's not that one. Okay. It's a different one.
Tell me to call Tam.
Any other questions for Tammy? All right, motion to go into executive.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye. Oh. So move.
We can hear what's being said.
The motion would be to authorize the acceptance of the RFP of WAGA for the gas to energy utilization project.
Motion in a
second. Sure.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Ready to go. Maybe.
We'll see you full board.
Motion to
adjourn. Second.
Right. Opposed? Where's your thank you.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. I got a